Glory to God. Praise God. Tonight, we're going to be talking about encouragement. Encourage yourself in the Lord. And we all need encouragement. Praise God. Encouragement is something we all need to keep us motivated. And people need to be encouraged and know that they are loved and feeling confident about themselves and what we do. Encouragement. See, it doesn't matter if everything is going good and you know, you got plenty of money and you got food on the table and you got a good job and you're pretty well set. And in other words, everything is well, your family, your children, everybody is well. But somewhere down the path of life, you are going to need encouragement. Say amen to that. Oh, yes, we will. Listen, even a thinking of you card, you just receive a card like that, that just lifts your spirit, or a birthday card, or get well card, or a congratulation of one of your achievement, or you make it something that someone says to you, I'm proud of you, keep up the good work. That's encouragement. And then another type of encouragement. So someone would say, you don't worry, you will make the team next time. Maybe you didn't make it that time. Or maybe things didn't work out for you where you were planning to maybe purchase a big ticket item and it just didn't, things didn't go through. Don't worry about it. God got you and he knows exactly when to bless it. We're talking about encourage yourself in the Lord. But tonight I specifically want to say, don't wait for someone else to encourage you, you encourage yourself in the Lord. Amen. And I notice I'm saying, as the scripture says, encourage yourself in the Lord. Didn't say encourage yourself and go and get two or three fifths of liquor or encourage yourself or go sit down at a bar somewhere or go to a strip club. No, I'm not talking about that kind of encouragement. We're talking about encourage yourself in the Lord. Like 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter and the 6th verse, this is what David said. You see, David, he was greatly distressed. That's what the scripture says. He was really distressed because, see, for the people, they talked about stoning him. Because the soul of all the people, they were grieved, every man for his sons and for their daughters. At all. And see, David had to encourage himself. He had to because, see, you know, can you imagine that after David had pulled the strong men to go with him to fight a war and so forth, and they've been fighting and night and day and left their families and everything to go to battle, and only to come back and at home and see the camp was empty. The Amalekites had taken their wives, had taken their children and everything. They took their sons and all. And guess what? They said they were ready to kill David. And if ever a time he needed to encourage himself, it was then. So the Bible says, but David encouraged himself in the Lord. Amen. Listen, this is what the Bible says. So what did David do? You know, can you imagine people ready to kill you? Not just one person. That's bad enough. But one person got it out for you. But you had a whole host of folks ready to kill you. And the Bible says that David, he began to put on his priestly garment. And he couldn't get to the tabernacle. That was on Saul's side. But listen, he said he put on his priestly garment when he was going to seek the Lord. And he did inquire the Lord. David said, shall I pursue after this troop? He's asking the Lord, shall I overtake them? And the Lord answered, pursue. In other words, go for it. He says, for thou shalt surely overtake them. And without fail and without a doubt, you're going to recover all. Isn't that blessed? See, it talks about how he encouraged himself. He sought the Lord. God, what shall I do? This is a lesson for us. Encourage yourself. Maybe things didn't go like he planned and something looked like the bottom fell out. But encourage yourself in God. Put yourself in remembrance of what the Word says. ask the Lord, like David said, what shall I do? And an encouraging word came back from the Lord. Says, yeah, go ahead. You can overtake them. You're able to do it, and it shall not fail, and you will recover all. And you know the story. The children, the wives, and all that that David was able to recover. Encourage yourself in the Lord. That means encourage yourself. Turn on the light. I'm talking about the light of the Word of God. The Bible says, thy word, O God, is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. Turn on that light. Take a good hard look at yourself through God's mirror. We're talking about turn on the spiritual light, and that's his word. And say these words, Lord, when you look in the spiritual light, in the spiritual mirror, Lord, created me a clean heart. That's the first thing we want to do. And renew the right spirit within me. That's what David said. Make sure I got myself straight. Make sure I'm clean before God. Make sure I'm the material that God can use and get glory from. Say amen. Glory to God. So look at yourself. Ask God. Ask God. Say, Lord, created me a clean heart. In other words, you want to make sure that you have the right motive. Make sure your intentions are right and you have the right mindset. See, help comes from the Lord. Amen. So, and then the one thing you want to do is believe in yourself. You got to believe in yourself. This is what they said. David said, look, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Praise God. Tell yourself, speak to yourself. We talk about encourage yourself in the Lord. We need encouragement. You need encouragement. You got to know how to do it yourself. Don't worry about it. A lot of times you're looking for people to pat you on the back or give you a kind word or give you a push. Okay, yeah, you can make it. You can make it. Sometimes you're not even going to get that. And sometimes I believe God won't even allow folks to do that so that you can seek him. Know where your help comes from. Look to him. Praise God. He won't fail you. Praise God. So you got to believe in yourself. Tell yourself, I am not a mistake. I am not a misfit. It makes no difference which side of the track you were born. Mm-hmm. You must know, you got to know that God loves you with an unconditional love. Why? Because simply God is love. That's the scripture. God is love, so he loves us. And no matter, you know, what we've done in life, Jesus died that you and I might have life, and we can have that life more abundantly. Tell yourself, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Self, you can make it. Say that. Self, you can make it. We can do all things, what? Through Christ. Not of our own strength, but through Christ, who's going to give us the strength. You got to know that. You have to know that you love the Lord. You have to love him with your whole heart, your soul, and your strength. Everything that's in you. In other words, when you believe in yourself, this is where your health comes from. And then when you know that you encourage yourself with the word, that's why it's important to know God's word. You got to know it. And you and I, we're just not hanging out on this phone every Wednesday night for nothing, but because the word of God is powerful in a day and time in which we live, how much we need to get all the word we can. Someone said, get all the word you can all the words you can. Make sure you get that word. Like David said, hide it. Hide it in your heart. So when you know that word, that's how you're going to encourage yourself. That's what he's saying. Encourage yourself in the Lord. You do it. Mm-hmm. What are you going to say? What the scripture says, commit thy way unto the Lord, he said, and trust also in him. Mm-hmm. And then he shall bring it to pass, whatever you're asking for. What is it that you're looking for from God? Verse it tells you, commit your way. Turn aside and have your way, your way of life in line with the word of God. Then turn around and trust him. Say, okay, Lord, I'm in obedience according to your word. Now I'm going to trust you. And then just wait on him. Why? Because he said he will bring it to pass. encourage yourself. That's what I'm talking about tonight. See, then another scripture you can say, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. Mm-hmm. The Lord will give grace and glory. See, when you know that, you know you can make it. He's my covering. When I need covering from the sun, when I need covering with the shield, from the works of the enemy, whatever it is, God is there. And then the scripture goes on further to say, and this is in Psalm 84:11, it says, look, No good thing will God withhold from them that walk uprightly. See, that's as a result of committing your way to the Lord and trusting in him. He said, no good thing. What can you think of? Okay, see, our God is he's able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that we can ask or even think. Just think about it. What can you think about? Good things. He says, No good thing. Say that. No good thing will God withhold from me if I walk upright before him. See, what God has for me, it is for me. And what God has for you, it is for you. And then as you encourage yourself in the Lord, that means in his word, in the mirror. Remember, we're standing in the mirror of the Lord. We're standing right before God. And think about it. He says, I will bless the Lord at all times. Yes, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. So if his praise is continually in your mouth and you're going to bless him at all times, you don't have time for complaining and murmuring and grumbling. You don't have time for gossiping. You don't have the time for calling people on the phone talking about, you know what, I look like I prayed, but I didn't get an answer. And this is happening. That's happening. And I look like, I don't know, I'm paying my tithes or offering or whatever. Yeah, no, you don't have time for that. Just know what the scripture says. See that. See that light of the word and stand in there. As you see that, you'll say, the Lord is my refuge. Oh, yeah. This thing is personal. And yes, the Lord is my strength. And yes, he is a very present help in trouble. Are you in trouble tonight? Do you know someone in trouble? You can give an encouraging word to somebody else. Not only yourself, you encourage someone else. Lord is your refuge. Yes, you're going through. You might be crying right now. You might feel like you're all alone, but he's your refuge. He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Why, God? Be careful. Be careful for nothing, the scripture tells us, but in everything, by gossiping. No, that's not right. But in everything, by sowing doubt or bad seeds. No, that's not right. But the Bible says, be careful. That means don't worry about anything. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, and then wrap that with thanksgiving, he says, let your request be made known unto God. That is so awesome. I'm walking through these scriptures, encouraging scriptures that you can encourage yourself. I can encourage myself in the Lord. So don't worry about nothing. He said, but in everything, as you pray and as you make supplication to the God, give him thanks. Thank him for what he's already done. Thank him for where you are right now. Thank him for where you know that God is yet to take you to the next level. See, you got to see this thing by faith. When you encourage yourself, guess what? You will start to release your faith. Yes, I can see myself. Okay, maybe I didn't get that job this time, but the next time I will get this. And this here's what I'm going to do. My God, you encourage yourself, and next thing you know, when you get those scriptures rolling in you, you feel like you have already accomplished, you already arrived. That's what faith is. It's the substance of things that you hope for. Hallelujah. And it is the very evidence of things we can't even see. My God, say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. My God, I heard Pastor Diane said this morning, says faith is complete, complete trust, complete. It's no doubt about it. I'm completely stepping out and trusting in him. See, I heard someone say, look, Lord, if I'm stepping out by faith. Now, Lord, if you don't catch me, if you don't hold me up, I'm going to fall. No, you're not going to fall because you're stepping out on complete trusting in God. Amen. And then further, if you need even more encouragement, the scripture says, later on and after that particular verse, it says, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, it shall keep your hearts and mind by Christ Jesus. Amen. So what you say, we got to be careful what we say. Be careful what comes out of our mouth. Remember, out of our mouth we can speak cursings and we can speak blessings. We can encourage ourselves with blessings, or we can curse ourselves with doubt and curse and negative things. But you want to say, I have the favor of God on my life. Say that. I have the favor of God in my life. See, that's all you need is God's favor. Favor will take you where education won't get you. Favor will take you what not even money will be able to open the door. When you got the favor of God on your life, when people would say no, next thing you know, they are saying yes. Hallelujah. I experienced that no longer than just this afternoon. I was getting some plants, and I knew that on Tuesdays is when they give a senior discount of 10%. Well, today is Wednesday. And I says, Lord, I had to come to this store today, and I needed so many of these plants. Nevertheless, when it was time to pay for it, I says, and can I have that senior discount? And she said, well, that's only given on Tuesday. I says, I know. She looked at me, and I looked at her. She says, but I'm going to do it for you anyway. See, what am I telling you? The favor of God. You might say, well, that is simple. No, it's not. It meant something to me. It meant that, okay, instead of spending $55, with that discount, I went all the way down to $42. Look at God. Hallelujah. I know in the God I trust. Now the scripture. You can encourage yourself. I am the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ. Praise God. And, you know, I want you to know, and I have done this, and I still do it. You can write encouraging scriptures. Just go through and write them down, however you want to do it. Type it up. Make a list. Post it on the refrigerator. Post it in your bedroom. Post it on the mirror so that you can get up and you will say what the Word says. I am what the Word says I am. I can do what the Word says I can do. Hallelujah. And this scripture says, I am, not going to be, but I am the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 2:9 says, but look, knowing who you are, it says, but you are a chosen generation. We are a royal priesthood. My God, it's for who we know. A holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called. Hallelujah. That's why we praise God. That's why we enter into his gates with thanksgiving and then go into his courts with praise. Because we are a royal priesthood. My God, he chose us. We didn't choose him. He says, but you are a chosen generation. Aren't you glad that God chose you? Aren't you glad that God allowed the Holy Spirit to pluck you out and says, "You, my daughter, a salvation is free." And yet you came to the Lord and said, what must I do to be saved? That is awesome. That is a privilege. There are still a lot of people that are hanging out in the balance, and they're not saved. But thank God we know Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And then you encourage yourself, even go further. Can I go further with you? Look, goodness and mercy are following me all the days of my life. Yes, and you have to know, make this personal, the Lord is ordering my steps. But why? Because the Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And then also, if God be for me, then who can be against me? My God. Did I give you some? That's just a few encouraging scriptures. You can dig in that word. You'll get more. Make yourself a list. In fact, if you make this list, send it to me. Text it to me. Email it to me. Something. Let me see what you have done. That you did. You did take the suggestion. You write it. It's in front of you. You can't miss it. It's in front of you. That word is before you. Hallelujah. And if you continue to look and you say that word, no matter what the situation is, that you know that you can make it. Because why? Because the Word says so. Amen. So now let's take a look at ourselves in the natural mirror. Take a look at yourself. We talk about encouraging yourself, okay? We went through the spiritual parts first. Now look at the naturally. Look at yourself in the mirror. Ask yourself, do you like what you see? If not, make plans to improve your appearance. Make plans. You're never too old. It's never too late to maintain your looks or improve your looks. And if you like how you dress, maybe you want to change that. Maybe you might want to even change your hair, your skin, your posture. You can. There's always room for improvement, and say amen to that. Amen. Oh, yeah. You never want to have thumbs down on yourself. Remember I said earlier? We're on purpose. God has a purpose for us. We're not a misfit, and we are an ambassadors for Jesus Christ. So look, buy yourself a new, maybe you want to buy yourself a new outfit. Maybe get a manicure for the lady. Oh, men get manicure and pedicure. Get your hair done. But do like David. Do like David's first, ask the Lord. Remember, the scripture says acknowledge him in all the ways. I'm not telling you go out there and spend your budget, but inquire of the Lord. And if he says, yes, you can do it, then go ahead and spend the money on what the things that's going to help to improve you. See, when you look good, you feel good about yourself. And when you feel good and look good, then you project to others a very positive atmosphere and countenance. Yes, David asked the Lord, shall I pursue this troop? So you could ask the Lord, Lord, shall I pursue and improve my looks and picking myself up? It's nothing wrong with that. And not only that, here's another thing. Exercise improves your mood and how you feel. Oh, God, we all need to do that. Exercise, yes, it's a help. Are you single and maybe lonely? Don't wait for someone to ask you out on a date. Remember, I'm talking about encourage yourself. Don't even wait. If nobody asks you out on a date, take yourself out. So a nice dinner to a very nice restaurant. Be good to yourself. In other words, you're looking good, smelling good. Be good to yourself. Do it on purpose. Purpose to have a great time, right, by yourself. Because why? Because you deserve it. Why? Because you are God's man or woman. Why? Because you deserve that. Perhaps you might even want to take in a nice movie. See, and if it's not in your budget to go out on the town and have a good time or whatever, prepare your favorite meal. You can do this right at home. See, you got to create. Can I create the atmosphere for you? Create the atmosphere. Prepare yourself a good meal. Create the atmosphere with a nice, a fragrant candle, something that you love, that fragrance that you love. Turn on some nice, soft music and set the table. That's right. Set the table for yourself. I'm talking about encourage yourself. And if you do it right, guess what? You could be sitting there. Yeah, you might be by yourself, but you could sit there with a smile. Enjoy what you're doing. I'll tell you, you can watch a good movie right at home, read a good book. Ladies, you might want to take a nice bubble bath or shower, nice, because they have beautiful, wonderful shower gels and everything, and with a good smelling, and you just have created a whole new atmosphere. And I got to stop there because I can tell you some more. But I'm telling you what, I have told you all enough tonight to encourage yourself and somebody else. Hallelujah. Encourage yourself in the Lord. There's nothing wrong with it. It's all good. And then as the scripture says, finally, brethren, finally, this is what you do. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, the scripture says, think on these things. Think on the good, positive things. Why? Because the scripture says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Praise God. I pray that you've been blessed. I know I have. I'm sitting here. You can't see me, but I am smiling. I feel encouraged already. I feel encouraged. So encourage yourself in the Lord. Next time that you feel like, okay, yeah, I feel heaven is coming. I feel like I'm going to get in a dump. I feel this. I feel that. Get rid of that and encourage yourself in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Let us pray. Our Lord, we love you. We love you. We want to tell you we love you, Father, because you first loved us. You are so, oh my God, you are so good to us. Oh God, you are so pure to us. And God, I thank you because your word is clear to us. God, your word is made simple to us so that we can understand it. We thank you, Lord, for overshadowing even this call tonight with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is riding upon your word tonight and upon our hearts and illuminating us, giving us strength, and lifting up higher than what we were in to begin with, God. We bless you, Lord. We will bless you at all times. And your praise shall continually to be in our mouth. And God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for, oh my God, how you have been so good to us. God, we look back over our lives and we see how faithful you've been. God, we bless you, God. You have saved us. You delivered us. You set us free. My God, you've taken us, God, out of the muck and the mire, God. And God, you established us. You set us up on a higher foundation, on a higher rock, and that rock is Jesus. And we praise you, Lord. We thank you for your unconditional love. Father, we love you tonight, God. Oh, God, we praise you, God, because your love is just shed abroad on us, Lord, even from heart to heart, from breast to breast. We thank you, God, for every person that's on this line tonight. God, we thank you, Lord, because you know all about them. Oh, yes, you do. You know them better than they even know themselves. Father, God, meet every need, whatever the need is. Whatever that's lacking in their life, God, fill it up. Fill them with your presence. Fill them, God, with the anointing in their lives. God, even in their home, let the presence of the Holy Spirit saturate their home. Oh, God, even tonight, as they lie upon their pillow, God, just fill that space. Fill with the Holy Ghost. Fill, giving them good sleep. As the scripture says, Lord, let them have sweet sleep tonight, a restful sleep, God, in the name of Jesus. Don't let them lie down worried. God, help them to encourage themselves. And God, that they know what your word says and that we can rest. We can rest on you, God, and rest on your promises, Father. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for that confidence that we have in your word, because we know that, Jesus, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You said that you are the Lord thy God, and I change not. Father, you said that I am the Lord thy God who healeth thee. Now, Father, if there's any on this line that are sick, heal them tonight. Send your word and heal. Send your word and set free. Oh, my God, you told us, God, to call if there's any afflicted, any that are sick among us, that they can call for the elders of the church and let them pray the prayer of faith. And you, Lord, you are the one that will touch them, and you are the one that will raise them up, Father. We just believe you for that, God. And God, what are we talking about healing, Father? We present to you Brother Jamari Woodson, God, that you would just heal him. Make him whole. You know what he needs. You know what he stands in need of, Father. Even Brother Lewis, God, touch him, Father. Restore, God. You are a restorer, Father. We believe you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And remember, God, Deacon Cooper and Sister Shirley Cooper, God, bless them, God. Encourage their heart. I believe you encourage them. God, if they're listening to this word tonight, I know they have to be encouraged, God. And Father, I just want you to encourage Brother Walter Patterson. God, I ask that you touch his eyes, God, and heal them, God. Lay your nailed, scarred hands right on his eyes, Father. And Father, give him sight and restore, God, in the name of Jesus. Restore his faith and strengthen him, Father. Let him know that he can do all things through Christ who gives them his strength. Father, even if there are any others on here, on this line, that are sick, and God, I ask that you just heal and strengthen, God. Encourage their hearts, Father. Oh, my God. Oh, God, we thank you, for Lord, because I believe our faith is increased tonight, and we thank you for increased faith. We call it so. God, we thank you, Lord, even whatever we're going through, help the people. All of us to know that you said, my God shall supply all our need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Help your people to encourage themselves. Open their eyes, spiritual eyes, that they know who they are in Christ. We are a royal priesthood. We are a chosen generation. We are a called out people. Father, for your glory, for your honor, God, we just honor you. God, we bless you for our children, God. We thank you, Lord. We praise, God. You have given our children as an inheritance. Father, then just help us, Lord, to train them up in the way they should go. Help us as parents to nurture our children, God. Oh, God, that when they get old, they won't depart from it. Father, we can't depend on the school or anything to teach to God, because they're not teaching godliness. But God, help us to instill teaching and nurture them, God, that they will grow up to know you and to know you in the pardon of their sin, Father. We ask, God, that you bless even our neighbors, God. God, meet every single need in their lives, God. We bless you tonight, God. We thank you, God, for everlasting, everlasting love. We praise you, God, that we are kept by the power of God day in and day out. God, even in the nation that we live, Father, we thank you. We trust you. We encourage ourselves. God, even in this inflation and so forth in this economy, God, we know in whom we believe. We know that all our needs are met. God, we thank you, God, that no good thing would you withhold from those who walk upright. Walk upright before you. Help us to commit our ways to you and trust in you, Lord. We know you're going to bring it to pass. Now, Father, continue to bless our church, Petersville Baptist Church, and all the churches in the surrounding community. Bless their pastors. Bless all the ministers, God. Bless every member, God, and strengthen, encourage, God, and cause us, God, to be a blessing to someone else. Not only encourage ourselves, but cause us to be broad enough to be able to take your word and bless somebody else, encourage someone else in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you. We thank you, God. We praise you, Lord. You're worthy to be praised. We love you tonight, God. And God, we worship you in spirit and in truth. And Father, we glorify your name. And we ask all of these blessings, God. We ask them in the mighty name of Jesus. And for his glory, amen, amen. Praise God, everybody. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, hallelujah. I hear somebody saying hallelujah. I hear someone saying amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. We are blessed. Yes, God, we are blessed tonight. We encourage ourselves tonight in the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. It is so, and it is done. So we praise God again for all of you tonight. Thank you for dialing into this Dream Team prayer line, and we pray that you have been encouraged. And we bless the Lord for every one of you that have called in. So may you continue to be blessed. Continue to look to the hills on which cometh our help, every bit of our help. It will come from the Lord, and we thank God for you. So until next week, love on somebody, love each other. We love you. Pastor loves you. I love you. But Jesus loves you more. Amen. Have a blessed night. Good night.
Amen. Amen.